Shalom to all. Today we're going to be discussing Kalim Perchav Zayin Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning Chosas Bas Rachel Shishi Besachar Fan Josiva Kogon Bikar of Mamish. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we had learned about five different types of things and the varying levels or ways they become Tamei. The one that had the fewest ways they become Tamei is Kli Charis, earthenware Kalim. That could only be if it's a regular Kli that has a base Kibble, it has receptacle. Then moving up, we had Eitz, which is wood, Ur, which is leather, Sak, which is made out of like thick strands, such as goat hair or like the tail of a horse. And Beged had the most ways they become Tamei. And we had mentioned at the end of the previous Mishnah that even if we have a piece of beged, which means cloth, that's just the size of 3x3 finger breadth, it's still going to be kabel tomah. Now, we just clarify that at the beginning of this Mishnah, a beged matam yishum shleisha al shleisha lemidras, that the only way a piece of cloth can be matami tomah is midras, which is a very high level of tomah. When a zavar zava sits or leans on something, that's if it's 3x3 tfachim, and that's because it has to be made for sitting and leaning on, and something that's less than 3x3 tfachim is not meant for sitting or leaning on, so therefore a beged that's 3x3 tfachim couldn't be kabel tomah midras. However, mishum shleisha al shleisha let me mace. If it's even as small as 3x3 finger breadth, so then it can kabel tomas mace and other lower level tomas as well, such as tomas sheretz, and that's because it could be used as a patch for clothing, so since it has a use, it's able to kabel tomah. Now, the only place we find this difference between sizes is by beged, by cloth. However, says the Mishnah, hasak arba arba, ha'or chamisha chamisha, mafot shisha shisha, shavin lemidras lutmei mace. A piece of sack has to be 4x4 tvachim, leather has to be 5x5 tvachim, and a mafot, which is like a reed mat, that has to be 6x6 tfachim. Once we have his minimum shear size, it can be kabel the same type of toma, tomas midras and tomei mace. Again, there's no difference in the shiurim of how can be kabel toma, except for when we're talking about beged, there's a difference between shalosh al shalosh tfachim versus shalosh al shalosh etzbais. Now, Rabbi Armer, he argues and says, hasak shiar of arba'a, the only way a piece of sack is able to be kabel toma with 4x4 tfachim is if it came from a larger piece. That's what it means, shiar of. It has to be the remnants of a larger piece. So then if it's 4x4 tfachim, it can be kabel toma. But utchilasai mishigam. If he's starting to make sack from the beginning, so then even if it's larger than 4x4 tfachim, it's not makabel toma until he's finished the product that he's trying to make. Now, the key that we need to know from this Mishnah is a different shiurim. Then we go in order of chumrah, beged, sack, ar, and mafatz. The minimum shiur that they're able to makabel toma is 3x3 tfachim, 4x4 tfachim, 5x5 tfachim, or 6x6 tfachim, respectively. So now, bearing that in mind, moving on to Mishnah Gimel, ha'isa shnaim min beged ve'echer min sack. Let's say he has a 2 tefach piece from a beged, and the third tefach that he adds on is from sack, or Shloshtim min sak ve'echer min ar. He has a 3 tefach piece of sack, and the 4th tefach that he adds on is from leather. Or arba min ar. He has 4 tefachim from leather ve'echer min amafatz, and he adds on 1 from a mafatz, from a mat. Tahar, this piece is tar, meaning it's not even kabel toma. However, the other way around, we're machmir with chamisha min amafatz ve'echer min ar. If he has 5 tefachim from mafatz, and the remaining tefach is from ar, or arba min ar ve'echer min sak, he has 4 tefachim of ar, and the remaining one is from sak. Or shloshtim min sak ve'echer min beged, 3 tefachim of sak, and that 4th tefach is from beged. Tamei, so this piece is makabel toma, and zaklal. This is the rule. Kol shechiber loy min hachamer mimenu tamei, or min hakal mimenu tahar. Anything that if the connection he used was from something that's more chamer, so then it could be makabel toma. Or from something that's more kal, so then it's not makabel toma. Therefore, in the first section of the Mishnah, when he had 2 tefachim of beged, and to try to complete that shear of 3x3 tefachim, he used sak. Well, sak is less chamer than beged, so it can't complete the shear. But if it was the other way around, he had 3 tefachim of sak, and he completed that shear by 1 tefach of beged. Well, since beged is more chamer, so then it's able to complete the shear, and now it's will, even makabel toma. We're going to start for the day, pick up tomorrow, and continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.